Welcome to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I'm so excited to have you tuning in to our speaker series. And today, I'm really, really excited to introduce our featured speaker, the amazing Olga Plastino.
And thank Olga, you, Amy.
I have to say that because, you know, you're fabulous. And Olga is a personal branding strategist and an award-winning photographer. Olga has over 10 years of experience in international business development, a master's in linguistics, a minor in psychology, and she did graduate studies at Harvard in digital media design and cognitive psychology and consumer behavior. She's loved photography since she was a child, and she even attended the New York Institute of Photography. So the reason I'm introducing Olga Plastino to all of you is that she has the ability to empower entrepreneurs to develop and elevate their personal brand and online identity. She successfully utilizes corporate-level marketing and positioning principles for solo entrepreneurs and small businesses. So, Olga, I'm so excited to have you joining me today.
I'm so happy to be here, Amy, and whatever you said about me sounded amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, it's easy to do that knowing you. You know, I know we go back a number of years, and so it's so fun to celebrate the Miracle Business Breakthrough with you. You've been a crucial part of it, of course. And really, I just wanted to connect you with everybody who's been a part of this one. And the first thing I want to say is that I know we've talked about this, but personal branding is such an amazing arena. And
yes,
you have really helped me with my own personal brand and take it to that next level. And I've never gotten so many compliments as I have on the personal branding photos and the imagery we have collaborated on for my own website and presence.
That makes me very happy.
Definitely makes me very happy.
Well,
so,
you know, personal branding is a very interesting thing. It's kind of came into focus in the last couple of years, but it's not a new concept. It comes from marketing. So branding and marketing used to apply only to bigger businesses, right? So big businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
now we can apply the same principles to small businesses or solo entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And with the development of the internet, or as much influence as the internet has on all of our lives today,
mm-hmm.
it became really, really important to create your personal brand and create your online identity, because this is how these days your personal brand is communicated to other people. So
right.
whether you know it or not, you already have a personal brand out there. And the thing is, anybody who is in business for themselves, they need to take control of it, and they need to actually control how their own brand is perceived by other people, because personal brand is nothing more really than your reputation. It's how people perceive you, how people see you, how they
mm-hmm.
How they see the message or receive the message that you're trying to do, whether it's a service that you're trying to sell them or it's or you're trying to provide to people. So personal
mm-hmm.
branding is really important for anybody who is in business, because this is how they can take their business to the next level.
Right, right. I just love this area. It's so much fun, and
mm-hmm.
I know there's so much to learn about it, and I'm really excited because I know that those of you who are listening who are coaches and solo entrepreneurs who have maybe dabbled a little bit in personal branding, or you're really curious about how it can help you build your business, this is really a great interview to tune into. So before we get into all of that, though, I would love for you, Olga, to take us on
mm-hmm.
a little journey back in time and share okay. with us some of your own miracle business breakthroughs that have gotten you to where you are. I mean, I love all of such an amazing background with your education and all your experience. So can you share with us a few of your own miracle business breakthroughs?
Oh, absolutely. I think your whole life experience affects how you act in business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like whatever you've experienced, whatever things you've experienced in your life prior to this moment, they affect how you make decisions and things how you act, you know, in life and in business. And I would say that a couple of moments that were really critical to me and my professional development were let's see, one of them was back when I was still in college.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's I was probably 19 or 20 years old, something along those lines, and I went to a company where I was an intern during summer, and they actually took me on an assignment with a governor of our state. I grew up in, not in the United States of America. I grew up in Russia, so it was kind of a big deal. So we went there, and I was terrified of the whole process. And I thought, oh my gosh, yes, I was absolutely terrified. I was a young girl. I didn't know what I was doing. I had a specific task to do, whatever it was at the time, and I was absolutely terrified. And we got there to this building and huge rooms, and there were a lot of people there, and everything was very, very official and businesslike, and everybody was in suits, including me, but still, I was intimidated to no end. And then we were sitting at this gigantic negotiations table, and there were a lot of men there. And at some point, the governor must have realized that I was terrified. And he winked at me, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's a real person. And I remember that moment, like as little as it is, that moment made me realize that anybody in any kind of position of power is just a person. And you should not be afraid of being who you are and doing whatever task you're assigned to do or you're supposed to do at that moment. And I remember that just made me realize crystal clear that we are all people doing the best we can, and everybody's on an equal plane. And that was just amazing to
all
me at the time.
From one wink.
Well, you never know what kind of experiences influence you the most. So that was one of them. And to this day, I remember it very clearly. It was great. I'm so glad it happened to me.
I love that you said that, though, is that we are all human beings, you know. And so in thinking about those of you who are listening right now, when you look at some of these successful entrepreneurs out there, because I'm sure there's those that you follow or maybe some of the speakers even in the series who you've been following, and sometimes we put them on this pedestal, right? We think that they're like superhuman or a superhero, and we see them and their glory and their light and all of that.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, like this governor who winked at you, they're just human beings, right? They just had to start somewhere to get to where they are today.
Yeah, absolutely. And most of them, if you get to know them, are really down to earth, and they are willing to share their experience and things that they've learned with others. And really, anyone, I think the main lesson here that we need to learn is that anyone can become anyone that they like or know they would like to be. And that's actually part of the personal branding, because you have to create yourself and have to decide who you want to be, who you want to be, right? So that's really important. And how do you want to be perceived by the society, by other people, by your potential customers or competitors or listeners or whoever they are? So you have to decide that, and you have to create your image based on that, and this is what's going to happen. So your thoughts will become real.
Right. Wow. That's so exciting. I love the whole process, and it all really does tie in together, right? So
Absolutely. Yes.
So let's take it back to, okay, so you went through this experience as an intern and had this governor winked at you, and it really kind of changed the perception around, you know, it really took away that fear or intimidation of people, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So what would you say would be another miracle business breakthrough that you experienced?
Okay, another one would be years later, right, after I already graduated from college, and I came to the United States of America, and I built a successful career in international business. Then at some point, you know, 10 years after I've been in the business, a little bit longer than 10 years, at some point I realized that this was no longer fulfilling my desires in this world, right? And I no longer felt that I loved doing what I was doing every day. And I felt like going to work was a chore, and I couldn't wait it to be over. So at some point in my life, I decided to quit and go into business for myself, and I did that. And it was really, really hard. It was really hard, but I made a decision, and I did it. And a lot of people at that time, they thought I was crazy, and they thought it was ridiculous because I've built a successful career, and I was making a lot of money, and I had a lot of perks, and I did a lot of international travel, and on and on, but I just didn't feel anymore that it was me or it was something I wanted to do. And I just walked away from it. And people thought I was crazy, but
mm-hmm.
I think it was the right decision at the time. And I still think that I don't regret it for a minute. It was a great
mm-hmm.
decision, but that's one of the things that I think people that want to be successful in business need to learn. You need to be able to make a decision and live with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
that
my other
moment.
That's
a good lesson. You know, it's just, I mean, because so many people, they, you know, when they work for a corporation or a business where they're making really good money, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've been there
mm-hmm.
where making good money, you've got benefits, and
yes.
you're just kind of, you know, just doing your job, and they talk about the golden handcuffs, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And just a little bit prior to the moment when I actually quit, I thought of it consciously, and I thought, my whole life is tied up in this business, right? So
mm-hmm.
all my friends work here, and this is where I get my livelihood, right, my paycheck from, and this is what I do from morning till night.
mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is not the way to be, because it's not really me, because I'm just doing somebody else's, I'm working towards somebody else's benefit. Well, of course, I was benefiting
right.
myself quite well from it, but still, overall, I was benefiting my boss, right? I was doing something
mm-hmm.
for my boss, and I thought, my whole life is tied up in this, and if somehow they decided that
mm-hmm.
they didn't need me anymore, then my whole life was crumble. So I thought
right.
I didn't really like not to be in control of my life that much.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the decision why I decided to quit, because I wanted
right.
to be in control of my life. And I think this is a big reason why people decide to go in business. It's
mm-hmm.
hard to be in business for yourself, but you get to make your own decisions. You get to control your life. You get to set your own hours. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
those hours are a lot more than you would have done if you worked at a job. But you get to be the boss, and that's great.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And so from there, what business did you launch at that time, or what kind of work were you doing?
Oh, I did a number of different businesses. I had, through the years, a number of businesses with my husband, and we did lots of variety of things, you know, from real estate investments and mortgages and design business and web building businesses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it has been great. I would say that I don't ever regret leaving the corporate world and going into business for myself, but that's not to say that it's for everybody.
Right, right. What would you say is the biggest challenge of that transition?
The biggest challenge really is that you have to be aware that from then on, you have to be responsible for making your own paycheck. And because let's face it, anybody who's worked at a job, right, when somebody else
mm-hmm.
pays a paycheck, let's face it, like, you know that all you really need is to show up, right, at least for a while.
We might be offending some people.
well, it's true, though. But if you work for yourself, there is no more hiding. You have to produce it. You have to do
mm-hmm.
it. But there's a lot of joy in it. And if you're cut out to be an entrepreneur, you should love it. You should enjoy it. And you should embrace it. And you would do great
mm-hmm.
as long as you love it.
Right, right. And it's interesting, though. I know you and I have had many conversations about this, but how really with entrepreneurship, you kind of go through your own journey within entrepreneurship, right? Where
yes.
what you start off doing isn't what you always end up doing. Most of us start somewhere and we end up doing something different than the very beginning.
Oh, absolutely.
As you get clearer
absolutely.
With the direction you want to go, right?
Absolutely. And this is part of it. So being in business for yourself, you have to allow yourself to evolve constantly and make room for changes. Because if things don't work out or if other opportunities present themselves, you should just go for it. So regardless
right.
of what your original idea was or what your original decision was or what you were going to do, but if things work out differently, you should just allow it to happen. And
right.
that's one of the big skills that successful entrepreneurs have, is recognizing opportunity and taking
mm-hmm.
it when it needs to be taken. So
right.
that's one good thing. And I don't know really how to teach that, but
mm-hmm.
you should be observant of what's going on, people that you meet, and things that you hear, and things that come your way, and
mm-hmm.
just take it. and go for it. Exactly. And some of those things might not work out, but a lot of things will.
Right, right. So one of the first mentors that I worked with really taught me a great lesson that helped me with that exact process, right, where she really empowered me to get really clear, as clear as possible at that point in my life with what I really wanted to achieve, right? And so it's definitely got clearer since then, and it's evolved, like you were saying. But from I did the best that I could from the vantage point that I had early on in going into launch mode for my business, right? And so once I did that, then she said, okay, so now when you are presented with opportunities, because as you start to put yourself out there, and I know we're going to talk about personal branding in just a moment, right. Really putting yourself out there, people are going to take notice of you. And they are going to want to be a part of what you're doing, or they're going to want you to be a part of what they're doing. So just know that when you put yourself out there, people will come and say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? You should be a part of this event or whatever. And and it's good to look at those opportunities and say, okay, is this either an opportunity that's going to get me closer to my vision that I started off with, or is it going to be a distraction? Or you can also look at it as, is this evolving my idea, so which is still an opportunity to grow. So we always kind of look at it as that kind of a habit that we establish of opportunity versus distraction. And that way, you don't get to say yes to every single thing, but you really kind of look at each thing as, oh, this is really cool that someone took notice of me, and I can see this as maybe something that I want to align with my brand and my vision and my mission. Or maybe this is really way off point with what I'm doing, and if somebody else is
But it's really hard to judge, though, Amy. Sometimes you need to look at it and calculate several steps ahead. And you might think that this opportunity might lead me to another opportunity, because we as people and as businesses, we're all social creatures, right? You know, businesses included. And then we cannot exist in a vacuum. So we exist in the as people, we exist in society. As businesses, we exist in society as well. And we need to be seen, and we need to be positioning ourselves so that people can interact with us and people can see what kind of services we're offering. And our businesses should be able to evolve depending on the demand, right, that people have on us. So it's a kind of a balance of trying to figure out how to stay true to your original idea and your original mission, and to what the market demands of you. So you have to evolve, but you have to carefully think about it. So you can't stay rigid. Like, you cannot stay committed to your original thought if it's not working, for example, right?
Exactly. That's true.
So you have to continue to evolve, you know, whether it's your business or your services that you offer, or, you know, what your personal brand presents to you, to the world. So you just have to be constantly analyzing this part of your life. And this is how you get to succeed in business. So the creatures that are most adaptable, those are the ones that survive. And this applies in business as well. So if you can adapt to whatever market conditions are, whatever people require of you, then you as a business would survive. And that's really important lesson to learn.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of that survival of the fittest, but in the business world. I love that.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Definitely. Wow, interesting. So so let's bring it to present day. And so tell us, what are you focusing on now in your business?
So right now in my business, I'm really focusing on personal branding. And that is a concept that came into focus in the last couple of years, but it's I think I've already mentioned it before in our conversation, that it's not a new concept. And actually, it was first mentioned in, and I know a lot of people know this book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is a book from 1937, and he talked about that concept. I think he called it something else, not necessarily personal branding. I think he called it self-positioning, but it's the same concept. And it's really important to understand it. So personal branding is the way you craft your image, or your way you craft the image of your business that is presented to the world. So this is how you want people to perceive you, and you are in full control of doing it. And this is a very powerful message to understand. And everybody who is in business for themselves, they should take notice of it, and they should take some time to really consider it and craft their image in a way that they want to be perceived, because this is where their potential customers see them, and this is where they can grasp their potential customer's attention, right? So if the potential customer loves what they see, and if the brand that is presented resonates with their own values and their own image of what is it they want, you know, this will be a happy marriage of sorts, right? So they will understand each other, and you will get customers, and customers will be happy with your service, and this is what you want. So so basically, personal branding, if you think of it, is nothing more than your reputation, but with the internet being as influential as it is these days, you actually get to craft your reputation, and that's important. Yeah, and this is really great for all of us because you get to control your destiny, so to say. So this one quote from George Bernard Shaw comes to mind to me at this point. So the quote is this, and think about it. It's just try to understand the concept. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. So what it really means is that you already have within yourself everything that you need to succeed. So what you need to do is create a perfect packaging to present yourself so that people can see it, and your potential customers will feel it, and they would align themselves with your brand, and they would buy your services.
Right, right. So this is such a fascinating topic to me, and I've loved learning from you over the years about how to really do that, because you know, we can assume what we should be doing with a logo. You know, first I used to think, oh, I just need a logo and a website. And we start with these basic things that we just see out there. But really, there are specific strategies and things that people should be doing, right? I mean,
absolutely.
What would you say
absolutely.
For those who are listening, right? We've got a lot of newer entrepreneurs and newer coaches and solo entrepreneurs who are listening right now. And I hope you're all taking notes, because I know Olga's got some really great information on this. But what would you say are some of the crucial things that people need to be thinking about when it comes to their own personal brand?
Well, certainly, I mean, it's not very complicated, but it's not complicated, but it's complex, you know, if you think about it, because complex meaning that there are a lot of steps involved that you can take to improve your personal brand, right, to improve your image and improve your packaging, so to say. So first of all, first step, I would say, most important is this: start thinking of yourself as a brand. So people don't necessarily think of themselves as a brand. They think that certain product is a brand, right? Or certain big company is a brand. But you start thinking of yourself as a brand that offers a specific benefits and a specific kind of flavor to the market, then that would help. So think of it, try to think of yourself. Are you an expert at something, or you have specific qualities that are linked to your brand? How do you want to be seen? Are you fun and casual, or you're sophisticated and upscale? So whatever those things are, just try to think of it and try to be consistent with how you present yourself. So start thinking of yourself as a brand, and that's the first step. So second, audit your online presence. So Google yourself or your business, whatever it might be, and see what people think about it. See what comes up. See what you're aligned with, because I know we've done it in the past, Amy, that we've Googled something and we go, oh, we love this name, you know, what comes up? And something comes up that you do not want to be associated with, right?
Right.
So, and if it's your personal name, then Google it for sure and see what comes up, because I don't know, maybe you have a very similar name, I mean, to a lot of people. Like Smith or something like that, you know, and then you Google it, and it could be a rapper or a criminal or, I mean, I don't know, whoever.
Well, it's funny you mention this, because this is a quick, funny story, because I didn't know this till I was in college, but some friends of mine in college came to me one day, and they said, Amy, we didn't know you were famous. I said, well, this is before I even had my business, right? And they'd wrapped a gift, and they gave it to me, and I said, what is this? And I opened it up, and it was a book by a woman named Amy Yamada, exactly,
oh, no
spelling
way.
And everything. And she was, to this day, she's a popular Japanese romance novelist.
Oh,
she kind of writes,
well,
these,
that's not a bad one.
Steamy romance novels, right? And the name of this book was called Trash. So it's truly a trashy romance novel.
And that's a good illustration.
Yeah,
to my,
you know what? It's okay. It's okay. And
yes.
So to this day, I just get a kick out of it. I still have the book somewhere on my bookshelf. But when you Google, when I Googled Amy Yamada as I started working on my business and having my personal brand out there, it's funny because you can still see a combination of my stuff and her stuff.
See? There you go. And then that one's not even that bad, but it could be
much
worse. So, and if
of
you
course.
Have, and your name is not very common, but some people have much more common names. So you want to see what it is.
Right.
So, and there are ways you can remedy it, right? So you can add a middle initial, for instance, you know, and start branding you as that, or you can brand yourself with specific extra words attached. For instance, in your case, would be Amy Yamada Business Coach, right? Or something like that. So then people would know it, that that there's this Amy Yamada or that Amy Yamada. So there's a difference. But you need to be aware of it. And that's where step number two that I'm talking about right now is important. You have to audit your online presence. And you have to make sure that people that are going to look you up, they find actual you and not someone else, right?
Right.
And they don't confuse you with someone else. So that was step number two. Step number three is actually a very practical step. So create a personal website. So with your name. So you have it already, amyyamada.com. So, and that's important whether you are a person who is looking to further their career as getting a better job or a person that is in business for themselves, such as a coach, entrepreneur, or whatever. So if you do that, then when somebody Googles your name, your personal website will be first in the search results. And you get to control what you put there. So you can put there your resume, your life story, your contact details, your portfolio, whatever it is that is relevant to whatever you're doing, right? So that is really important. So do that. So that was step number three, to create your personal website, a secure personal website with your own personal name. Number four is embrace social media. A lot of people love it. A lot of people don't love it. But whether we love it or don't love it, it's here to stay, right? And you might as well use it as your personal vehicle to further your cause, to further your business. So be purposeful in what you share. So you don't have to share everything in your life. You get to choose, and that's the power of internet. You get to choose what you share. And I'm very surprised at how many people don't realize that. If you don't want certain things to be shared, just don't post them. Don't let anybody else do it. It's as simple as that. It's a decision that you make, right? So you make a decision and you don't do it. So it's part of crafting your personal brand is what you post. So you always want to stay positive. You always want to stay upbeat. You want to show people what is it that you do. And think of some celebrity personalities, right, that you know and that have created successful personal brands. Like, let's think of Martha Stewart. It will come to mind. Home-baked goods, the light turquoise color, the craft, right, all of those things. And she shares it through her
and her face.
Website,
I mean, her
and her
face.
Social media. Everywhere. So we know what it is. So it's consistent, right? Or Richard Branson, for instance. You know, we know what he's about, right? And now we can recognize what his brand is. Or, let's say, another one from the cooking world, Bobby Flay. Okay, barbecue guy, right? We know what it is. So gives you an idea. So you have to be consistent and use the social media to your advantage. Use it as one of your vehicles to bring your business to the next level. So it kind of goes with one of the points I made earlier. So you have to understand how you wish to be perceived. And once you know it, you can start to be very strategic as to what you post on social media. And that includes Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and, you know, other lesser platforms that people use.
Instagram,
That's a big one this There's
sure.
Been, and of course, yeah, and of course what you want to do, you want to be authentic to who you are. Don't make things up. You know, you already have enough of the good and unique qualities to show to people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what people want these days. They don't want anybody on businesses or business owners to be anonymous. They want to
mm-hmm.
know who they are, and they want
right.
to support them. And this is the good thing and the bad thing about the internet, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's good thing
yeah,
and the bad
true.
Thing. You really cannot stay anonymous any longer. And
mm-hmm.
so you might as well embrace it, and you might as well do the best that you can with it. So you want
mm-hmm.
to market your personality. You want to be true to yourself, and that's what being authentic is. And you just want to really be aligned with your values and your mission and be
mm-hmm.
true, because people can recognize it very easily if you're not being truthful. So that is important. So that
right.
was number four.
Mm-hmm.
And number five, that really aligns with what I do these days, is let people see you.
Right.
A lot of people are afraid to show their face. So, you know, I think people love seeing people behind the businesses. Say
mm-hmm.
if you own a bakery, they would love to see the person that started it, making the cupcakes, being in the kitchen, you know, being silly,
mm-hmm.
being human, being whatever.
Right.
Right. Like, it's important, you know. And, again, you can craft your image. You can have the professional take your photos. You can you can have them edited. You can appear.
Yep.
You can
true.
Appear the best that you can be, but you cannot ignore that portion. So the people want to see you, because if people see you online,
mm-hmm.
they feel that they know you. They will feel that they know you. So, and
mm-hmm.
if you're a local, let's go back to the example, a cupcake shop,
mm-hmm.
they are going to know you, and they're going to be aligned with you, and they're going to be faithful to you, and they're going to buy you cupcakes because you're the girl down the street that they know. They feel that
right.
they know you. They might not know you personally, but they know your story. And
mm-hmm.
let them in. Let them into your life. And, again, you can carefully let them in certain areas and not into other areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so
sure.
that's the beauty of it, and that's a personal branding in action. You get to decide what
right.
you do and how much you let people know, and while being authentic and true to yourself, at the same time you can safeguard some portions of
mm-hmm.
your life that you don't want to be in this, you don't want to necessarily share with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think is, like, those are the initial steps that you can take. And
yeah.
Of course you can continually reevaluate and evolve and
mm-hmm.
craft your image to the best of your ability and to the best of your vision of how you want people to see you.
Right. No, this is so good, because I think about how when you said embrace social media and
mm-hmm.
even, you know, letting people see you, it's such a cool thing to be able to do. And what I love about it is that because we are in this day and age of technology and the internet, we can connect
right.
with so many more people, whether they live
mm-hmm.
down the street or the other side of the world. And
absolutely.
So why not allow them to really connect with you on a deeper level, you know? And again, like you're saying, of course, you know, we all have a level of privacy and all that. But
mm-hmm.
I have found it to be such a crucial part of my business and something that I really have loved, because, I mean, just recently I was talking to someone in Bangladesh, and it's just like,
mm-hmm.
how else would I connect with this woman who's an entrepreneur and learn about her culture and what she's working on over there? And we, you know, we had a Skype call, and I know that she didn't find me because we met at a local networking event. She found me
mm-hmm.
because she felt a connection with me online. And I
yes.
know it's a combination of what I put out there in words and with images. And so people want to do, I think we've all heard this, but people want to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And when you can establish
yes.
that through your personal brand, which you can do, then
mm-hmm.
it's just going to already create that solid foundation of building a relationship,
of course,
you know, a business
of course.
Relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah.
I think it's important to say that, you know, so I want to say so that the people understand, you don't want to make yourself somebody that you're not, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to highlight your best qualities, and you want to craft yourself to be the best version of you, and you have to highlight the qualities that you are offering for the particular business you're doing right now. right? Mm-hmm. So you still want to be authentic. You want to be true to yourself, but you want to present yourself in this careful packaging so that people can recognize it. So they don't have to dig through all your personal details, right, to get to what you are or what you're
right.
trying to say. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I just thought it was important to make it, just, you know, to distinguish between those things. That,
sure.
And so whenever I work with clients, I always say, well, how do you see yourself? What mm-hmm. do you want people to know about you? What do you want people to see in you? And then based on their answers, we can craft their identity, their pictures, their image, you know, based
mm-hmm.
on what they think people should see in them. So they already
right.
feel it there. They already
mm-hmm.
know who they are, but we just want to show other people.
Right. That is so great. And it's just a really good way, a really good exercise to go through to really be clear with what it is that you
mm-hmm.
want to put out there. So I think
yes.
that is such a great way of taking it through a step-by-step process. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And that's one of the principles of personal branding is clarity. So you
mm-hmm.
need to be clear about what you do and
mm-hmm.
what you represent. So
right.
that clarity is really, really important. Otherwise, people get confused and they get disappointed even.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they think that you're something and then they get a conflicted message from your postings or your blog or your
mm-hmm.
product that you put out and they go like, what? This is not who I thought they were. And they're disappointed. And that it is true.
Right.
And that results in you know, no sale for you, for example, right? So, and
right.
you want to maximize your footprint out there, and
for sure.
this is what people are there for, right? They're
mm-hmm.
doing the business because they want to attract certain audience and certain customers, and
mm-hmm.
you want to be consistent to them. So clarity and consistency are important. So define your brand,
right.
make sure you understand what it is, and stay consistent to it, and
right.
Continue doing it. So constancy is the other one. So those are the three C's of branding, actually. Clarity,
mm-hmm.
consistency, and constancy. Constancy
mm-hmm.
is you have to communicate with the audience. And you have to communicate quite frequently, whatever frequency it is. It doesn't have to be every day, but maybe once a week, maybe once a month, whatever frequency it is, you decide. But you
mm-hmm.
have to communicate to people that you're still there.
Right.
So your brand
true.
Is there, and then you're ready
yeah.
to deliver whatever it is they're looking for. Of course,
definitely.
We talk in general terms, so but every business is different. But whatever it is, you have to stay with those principles.
Right. Yes, so important. And it's funny because I think back to when I first launched, and I know I've mentioned this on a few other of our interviews, but I offered way too many services. It was all over the place,
mm-hmm.
and it was not clear. And so people would say, so what is it that you do?
Yes. Yes, I know.
Well, what do you need? Because maybe I have a service that's going to provide a solution. You know, it was just bad. It was just not good marketing. But you know, I learned a lot through that experience, and I definitely experimented with a lot of different areas that I was interested in, and that was part of my journey to get clear and clarity on what I was doing. So,
well, and that's
yeah.
part of the journey, Amy. That's
it
part
is.
Of the journey, and it's completely okay to do that because
right.
I think a successful entrepreneur can
mm-hmm.
succeed in a number of different businesses, right? So
right. Mm-hmm.
because this is a different kind of skill set that takes a person that can run a business and bring it to, you know, a successful culmination, right, and sustain it.
Right.
But, you know, businesses like organisms, they're born, they develop, they grow, and then they die at some point. You know, it
right.
could be 100 years, it could be, you know, 3 months, so you don't know that. But
right.
I think a successful entrepreneur, they can succeed in a number of different businesses, not just one. And I think
mm-hmm.
people that embark on this journey of being entrepreneurs, they have to be prepared to the fact, or have to embrace the fact that they might be doing one business today, but tomorrow or 3 months from now or a year from now or 5 years from now, they could be doing something completely different, and it's okay.
Right. Right.
Exactly. It's okay. It doesn't mean that they failed. They just evolved.
Right. Right. Good stuff. So Olga, I know that a lot of our listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in business of earning $10,000 each month consistently. So I'm asking each of our wonderful experts to share the top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So what three tips can you share with our listeners today?
Okay, so the three tips that can bring people to success sooner rather than later. I think that's what you're asking. So number one tip, I think, is it seems very basic, but I think it needs to be said. You need to set your goals and have a plan. But a lot of times people, they just react to events, right? They start a business and they just react to things that happen and they fix problems or they, you know, fill orders or this and that, but don't have a clear goal or they do not have a clear plan. And I think what prevents people from setting a goal or have a plan is fear, because people are afraid of a lot of things when they're in business. They're afraid of asking for what their services are worth, so they're afraid of approaching certain potential clients, right? Or they're afraid of setting a goal, because if they do set a goal, and especially in writing, that they would, they feel that they will be accountable for it, and they are accountable for it, and this is what will make them actually do it, right? So setting goals is really, really important. Now, with this said, I think that your goals don't have to be huge, overwhelming, or like all-encompassing. You can set little goals. You can set a goal of, say, I'm going to complete a one page on my website, right? Or like write one page of my website and send it to my web developer tonight, right? So, so if, and if you do a small goal every day, like whatever, however small that goal is, let's say, you go, oh, I had this customer and I'm really like so busy and I'm procrastinating and I need to send them out an invoice and I haven't done it for 3 days. So if you just write it down and commit to it and you go, I'm just going to do it no matter how late it is at night, I'm just doing it. So if you make at least a small progress towards your goal and you do one step to further your business, I think you already won for the day. So I think that is really important. So try to do at least one step to further your business in some fashion. However small the step is, you should be happy with yourself. And and this brings us to point number two or tip number two. If for some reason it didn't happen, don't kill yourself and don't beat yourself up. Try to do the very, very best that you can. But if it didn't happen, something terrible happened and you just couldn't do it, tomorrow is another day. Don't dwell on it, right? If you made a mistake, if you didn't make it, it didn't happen, move on. So set another goal and do it again tomorrow. Because if you allow yourself to dwell on your failures, you will not make any progress. So move on from that point. So acknowledge it, move on. So that is really important. And I've heard a lot of coaches talk about this very point, because a lot of people get lost in self-pity and thinking why they couldn't succeed or all the reasons why things didn't happen or didn't work out. You cannot let yourself be lost in there. Just continue on. Just don't even allow those thoughts. Just continue on. Tomorrow's another day and another opportunity. So look at it this way. So that's my tip number two. And my tip number three is you cannot do it alone. You have to have other people. You have to. And it is very hard. I know a lot of people that are just starting out in business. They don't think that they can afford to hire employees to do certain portions of their business or help them out. And I understand that. And you actually don't have to do it. You can align yourself with other people. You can ask people for help. People love to help. People will do it if you show them what you need and why you need it. And a lot of you'd be surprised. Ask people for help and they will do it. Align yourself with some other business that has similar goals or, I don't know, like similar area that you work in. You know, just be creative. For example, if you're, say, a newborn photographer, right? You can go to some baby boutiques and you can tell them, you can give them the wall art, right? For them to allow you to display it. And then maybe they can help you marketing And you can all benefit each other. So try to be creative. Try to think of how you can further your business without spending any money or actually hiring people. Sometimes you cannot avoid it, but in a lot of ways, like in the beginning stages, you can get a lot of things accomplished for free through other people that are like-minded, because there are a lot of people in the same boat. So be creative. Reach out to other people. Tell them what you're doing, and you would succeed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are such great tips. So thank you. And I hope everyone's taking notes. So set a goal and have a plan. When things don't work out as planned, number two, don't dwell on it. Move on.
Yes. Learn from your mistakes. That's important. Learn from your mistakes. Don't do it again. But and learning from mistake could be as easy as maybe make a smaller goal if you cannot do this, right? Like a lot of people I see that they make this huge list that are impossible to complete for anybody. But think about it this way. So there are 365 days in a year. So if you took one step that takes like half an hour to do every day, right, for your business, for people that still have jobs, for instance, and they're starting their business, half hour everybody has, right?
Right.
So if you took half hour every day to do a specific step, look how closer you will be at the end of the year to your goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Just think of it.
Absolutely. Well, Olga, this has been so much fun. And, you know, I really appreciate all your vast knowledge on personal branding and photography and just really thinking about the steps that people can take to really put themselves out there and even the history of personal branding. It's really an exciting area and one that I know is just going to continue to grow. But all that being said, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Well, of course, I would love to for people to reach out to me to work with me on personal branding. Since I'm focusing so much on the actual visual aspect of it today, I want to offer for people to go to my website and download my free guide on 10 steps of how to look better in pictures. And those tips are based on the real life experiences, and they're actually very simple steps that people can take to immediately look better in pictures, not even professional pictures, but, you know, selfies or group pictures or whatnot. You know, there are simple things that you need to be aware of just to immediately look better, and that goes in all of your personal branding theories. Because, like I said in the beginning of this interview, your personal brand already exists out there, whether you know it or not. So you might as well be involved in crafting it and fine-tuning it and having better pictures out there helps. You know, because let's face it, we're a visual society. People want to look younger and vibrant and thinner and whatever they want to look. So, and there are steps to do it, because you know how some people, they consider being more photogenic. They just know the tips on how to do this. So, and you can too. So, and don't be hiding from the photos, especially for people that are a little bit older than 15 years old. You know, of course, 15-year-olds, they're in pictures every day on Snapchat and Instagram and everywhere. But people who are a little bit older than 15, sometimes they shy away from photos, but you can't do that. You have to be out there. And you have to look great. And I know that anybody can. And that's why my guide is out there for you to read and learn 10 small tips to look better.
Perfect. And I really highly encourage everyone who's listening to check that out. We'll make sure that the link is on your speakers page, Olga, to how to look great in pictures.
Thank you.
Again, I have to say that, you know, I used to think, oh, I can just have photos taken, no big deal. I'll just grab my little old school digital camera, right, and have
Well,
I
you
will
can.
Tell you, you can. Yeah, sure. You can do anything. You can take an iPhone photo and post it on your social media on your website.
Yes.
I will say, though, I will tell all of you from my own personal experience that when you have personal branding photos. I'm not just talking headshots. I'm talking about someone who knows personal branding and how to really assess what it is that you want to do and what you want to put out there, what your message is going to be. That photographer and that expert, i.e. Olga Plastino, will bring that out in you. And we've done photo shoots both in you know, outdoors as well as in a commercial photo shoot studio that Olga has. And it's just an amazing way to be able to connect with people both locally and on the other side of the globe. And it will build your business. I'm telling you from my own experience and even clients of mine who have also had a really great experience with Olga as well. So Olga, really quickly, so if people want to actually work with you or schedule a personal branding photo shoot with you, because I know that when they realize you're the one who's done my photos and some of the other great entrepreneurs out there whose photos are out there.
Yes.
Do you only focus on the greater Seattle area where we happen to be based, or are you willing to travel, or how are you working on that moving forward?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to travel, and I do travel to certain areas that some schedule throughout the year. So definitely go on my website and reach out to me, and then we'll see how we'll make it happen. And just quickly, you know, based on what you just mentioned, Amy, I just wanted to say what the process is for personal branding and how it is different for, say, professional headshots, right? Because this is a lot of people ask that question, so I just wanted to briefly touch on that. So there is a difference because headshots, they just taken in the same manner, right? So like it's just a like a static picture of yourself in a professional way, right? Like wearing a suit or like a pantsuit or a skirt suit for women, and just kind of like very corporate looking. But with personal branding, we realize that not everybody fits the same mold, and people represent different ideas and different professions and different areas of expertise. So there's a lot of analysis that goes into how you want to be presented, right? Like what your brand should be. So there's a big difference between a person who is an accountant, let's say, or a lawyer, right? And a person that is an artist, for example, or a singer. So there's a big difference in how their headshots are taken. So the process takes a lot of analysis, and the photo shoot itself takes about 2 to 3 hours. And we do several outfit changes, and we do a version of environmental portraits where we do action shots, you know, people doing what they do best. And those are all the images that can be used for websites and for blogs and for, you know, press releases and the books, signings and whatever it is that they're releasing, right, that people are doing. And again, as I said, like even somebody who's an attorney, there could be a different kind of image that they present, right? So there could be an entertainment attorney, or it could be a divorce attorney, or it could be a corporate attorney. So, and also their personalities are different. So we try to stay true to a person. So we get to know a person, and we try to bring out their personality and make sure that it shows. And that ultimately helps people to align themselves with their ideal client, and that ultimately results in their goal, you know, right, of securing their ideal client or audience or employment, whatever it is they're looking for.
Right. Now, it's good to differentiate those for sure. So thank you for all of this wisdom, all these great tips. I feel like anyone who's listening just got a crash course in personal branding 101. There's so much more to learn when it comes to colors and really all these different things. So I wish we had more time. Be sure to check out the link and also her website. We'll make sure everything is on your speakers page. And Olga, I just adore you, and I just really appreciate you being a special guest speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough. And of course, we hope that you'll join us again in the future.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And to those of you who are listening to our series, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.